Our Mission to the World, June 25. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Will separation from the world, in obedience to the divine command, unfit us for the work the Lord has left us? Will it hinder us from doing good to those around us? No, the firmer hold we have on heaven, the greater will be our power of usefulness. We should study the pattern that the Spirit which dwelt in Christ may dwell in us. The Savior was not found among the exalted and honorable of the world. He did not spend his time among those who were seeking their ease and pleasure. He worked to help those who needed help, to save the lost and perishing, to lift up the bowed down, to break the yoke of oppression from those in bondage, to heal the afflicted, and to speak words of sympathy and consolation to the distressed and sorrowing. We are required to follow this example. The more we partake of the Spirit of Christ, the more we shall seek to do for our fellow men. We shall bless the needy and comfort the distressed. Probation is about to close. Soon the last prayer for sinners will have been offered, the last tear shed, the last warning given, the last entreaty made, and the sweet voice of mercy will be heard no more. This is why Satan is making such mighty efforts to secure men and women in his snare. The enemy is playing the game of life for every soul. He is working to remove from us everything of a spiritual nature, and in the place of the precious graces of Christ to crowd our hearts with the evil traits of the carnal nature: hatred, evil surmising, jealousy, love of the world, love of self, love of pleasure, and the pride of life. We need to be fortified against the incoming foe, for unless we are watchful and prayerful, these evils will enter the heart and crowd out all that is good. How great is the responsibility placed upon the disciple of Christ! How imperative the duty to reflect the light of heaven upon a world enshrouded in darkness! The deeper the surrounding gloom, the brighter should shine out the light of Christian faith and Christian example.